Hi there. The word for today is on keys to spiritual growth. And here are three of them. First, conception. This results from intimacy between two people who love each other. Now, let's apply that spiritually. God's love for you and I is clear and compelling. 1 John 3:1 says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us." The question is, how much do we love Him? The second step here is forming. Paul writes in Galatians 4 verse 19, "My little children, for whom I labor in birth again, until Christ is formed in you." God knows the tests and trials required to produce in each of us the character of Christ, and you know what? He will do whatever it takes to make it happen. The third step in the process after conception and forming is pushing. Any mother who's given birth knows this. When you're fully committed to bringing forth what God's placed within you, you'll have to push against every negative thing people have done to you or said about you. You'll have to push against Satan's attacks in all their debilitating forms, things like painful memories, feelings of hopelessness, and low self-esteem. Satan may have spent years pushing you aside, pulling you back, and putting you down, but you know what? God will empower you to give birth to what He's placed within you. And here's something else to think about. When a baby is born, everything in the family changes. And the same is true for you. When you give birth to what God has put within you, everything in your life will be affected. The Bible says that the blessing of God is an, quote, overflowing blessing, which means it will touch every area of your life. Just as a woman can tell when she's pregnant, the same is true in the spiritual realm. So the word for you today is, don't fail to give birth to what God's placed within you. And now is the time to bring it forth.